The tornado in Joplin, Missouri hit viciously and suddenly.
Heard the roar of the tornado, and we got my wife, daughter, and I, and our two dogs got in the hallway, and everything fell down around us.
Rich Banky and his family survived the tornado that made many first responders homeless in Joplin. FEMA Deputy Administrator Richard Serino says whatever the loss, the rescue work goes on.
They've lost their homes, but they've been out there for 40 hours saving lives.
Responding to disaster when disaster workers are in crisis, treating patients when the hospital is destroyed. Lessons from the Joplin Twister. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The situation in Joplin, a dual disaster for the people of the city and for first responders all over the region on this Tuesday, March 24th.
Let's get right to the top of the news, and that's where Joplin is. 116 people dead now. Sunday night in Joplin, Missouri now stands as the deadliest tornado disaster in more than 60 years. Joining us is Brian Stelter, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Brian, you've been there for much of the last 24 hours. What are the stories emerging from people in the recovery effort now?
The stories suggest the death toll could very likely rise further today. It's something that I think President Obama alluded to about an hour ago in London. He came out to say that he'll be visiting the city on Sunday when he's back from Europe. He said the devastation in this city is comparable to what we saw in Tuscaloosa a few weeks ago and could end up being even more severe than what we saw in Tuscaloosa.
What is it that the people of Joplin, Missouri need the most now, do you think?
You know, to me, it appeared what they needed was communication. There are blankets, there are beds, there are medicine tables available. But it's hard to communicate that to the people that need it most, in part because the cell phone towers are struggling to handle the load, and in part because, you know, even the local radio stations in town were having trouble getting information because the power was fluctuating so much on Monday. We can hope, and I would suspect, it will improve today on Tuesday, but it was certainly a struggle on Monday.
Well, we're going to keep Brian Stelter with us with his reports live from Joplin, Missouri. Brian Stelter, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you so much.
Well, it's not over by a long shot there in Joplin and that region. 45% chance of another tornado outbreak. Vast swath of the U.S. from Texas to New York could be hit by severe thunderstorms today. For our listeners in Joplin and the surrounding areas, we want to get a report of what you're seeing, just the sorts of things that Brian was telling us about. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. More in a few minutes. Other news we're following, NATO warplanes hit the Libyan capital with more than 20 airstrikes overnight, heaviest bombing to date. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is addressing a joint session of Congress later this morning. He's expected to lay out his vision for a peace plan with the Palestinians, a vision that apparently differs from the vision laid out last week by President Obama. President Obama is in London, as Brian Stelter mentioned, where he'll receive a royal reception at Buckingham Palace in about 20 minutes. He announced early this morning that he will be visiting Joplin, Missouri on Sunday.
The Supreme Court has ruled that California must cut its prison population by 33,000 because of overcrowding. And Chrysler says they will repay $7.5 billion in government loans today. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 12,381. The S&P opens up at 1,317. The NASDAQ at 2,758. We're going to be talking more about that Supreme Court ruling I just mentioned. Does that mean the criminals actually going back on the streets? Not necessarily. California has 2 years to comply with the ruling. Or is this actually just an encouragement to reform the prison system there? We'll have that conversation later this hour. First, though, more on the recovery efforts in Joplin, Missouri. People still sifting through debris for victims. And we'll speak with someone from the National Guard in just a moment, as in addition to Brian Stelter, The New York Times. If you have your own report from that area, please give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.